Hello and welcome. I'm Luke Cassidy from the online team. Today I'm speaking to Dan O'Brien, economics editor. Dan, what's happening in Greece and the wider Eurozone regarding the bailouts?
Well, Greece was the first country to need a bailout. It's the country in the Eurozone of the 17 countries that's in most trouble economically. It got a bailout a year ago. The bailout isn't working. The country is sliding into a deeper recession. The prospect of it repaying its debts in full and on time is receding, and there are growing calls for either a renewed bailout, more money over a longer period of time, or some sort of debt restructuring default, as has been mooted by a number of people, particularly in the private sector. There are now, over the past month, there have been more and more rumours that some of the authorities in Europe are now looking to do that because the political sustainability of another bailout, particularly for the Germans, is so difficult. Not only the Germans, we go to Finland as well, a country that recently had an election, a country that is fiscally sound, doesn't want to pay any more for bailouts. So the Greek issue is coming to a head, hence all of the rumours about restructuring and possibly even an exit from the euro.
Is that actually a possibility that they could leave the eurozone?
At this point, no. Any country leaving the eurozone would raise a question about the eurozone. There would be a centrifugal force unleashed then that would probably tear the whole thing apart. And I think there's an understanding of that. The issue of debt restructuring is more realistic within the eurozone. Essentially, that means that the losses that have been made in Greece are distributed to the German banking system. Now, it may be politically easier for the Germans to recapitalize their banks after losses on Greek debt than to go further down the route of bailing out Greece, which in Germany looks like what they call a transfer union. That's German taxpayers giving money to Greece. So politically, it may be easier for Germany to go down the restructuring route for Greece, allow its banks to take a hit, and then recapitalize its banks. Germans may be less unhappy with recapitalizing their banks than giving money to Greeks. The risk with that is that once you get into the area of restructuring, you don't know what you're unleashing. If you start to default on sovereign debt, and that has never happened in the developed world since the Second World War, you risk unleashing a new dynamic, and we really don't know what would happen. And up to now, particularly in the ECB, there's been a very strong desire to avoid that at all costs.
What's the likely outcome?
The most likely outcome is that there will be, over a period of time, some form of extended bailout for Greece on the basis that the fear of doing something that could trigger those consequences, of which we don't really know how bad they could be, that the Germans will ultimately agree to a further bailout for Greece, although that is not at all certain. It could come to some form of debt restructuring, rescheduling. But I think on balance at this point, the plan as it has existed, more or less, that is, don't have a sovereign default, the authorities will attempt to implement that plan, even if it means more money for Greece.
What does that mean for Ireland?
Well, it means a whole number of things, including Ireland is trying to get its own bailout terms changed. Now, the bailout for Ireland is still pretty new, 6 months. Changing the terms of the bailout has a credibility issue for the wider euro area. It looks as though willy-nilly governments can change and quite quickly change the terms of their bailout plans. That's one issue. Another issue is that getting a lower interest rate, which is now the focus of the government's diplomatic effort, is something that's in the gift of other member states rather than the troika that are involved in this sort of technical working out of the terms of the bailout. But the big political issue in terms of one government effectively paying for other government, another government, is the interest rate. And that is very much a political thing. The French and Germans in particular have tied a change to the interest rate with some concession on corporation tax. So that's what's happening now. But now the issue of Greece and the immediacy of the Greek thing tends to just suck oxygen out of the whole Irish debate, leaving less time and less focus on the issue for Ireland. It simply goes down the priority list because Greece is critical now. So it makes it more difficult for Ireland to get itself on the agenda, to get the issue discussed. And it can't help that if more money does have to be given to Greece, that will not make it any easier for Ireland to get a better deal, which will be portrayed in the bailing out countries as yet more transfers to weaker countries. So again, as the situation becomes more serious in Greece, it makes it more difficult for Ireland to get a better deal.
Dan, thank you very much.
Thank you.